I think that at the local level, there's unanimity that we need significant investment in infrastructure in order to propel our economy forward. And the experience of Harvey in Houston really just pounds home the importance of integrating the future climate change impacts into the way we plan and invest in our communities. Those efforts in some ways have really been blocked by the Trump administration. In other ways, just languished because there seems to be no action on infrastructure. We just did a poll over the summer that showed overwhelming support for public investment in infrastructure and addressing mobility options like transit, addressing the strength of our bridges and making sure that everybody has clean water. And every one of those priorities received overwhelming bipartisan support. What I think is in the way is that our elected officials aren't listening to people at the local level. And that's one reason why I have chosen to work with mayors across the country who have an ability to take charge of the pathway that their communities are taking and show that there are solutions that are popular, that create jobs, that grow the economy, and make our communities more inclusive and resilient. Hopefully, we have enough drumbeat at the local level that we'll start to see changes over the next 2, 4, 6, 8 years. But there's a giant chasm between Washington and people in communities about what the priorities are.